Let go of the expectations they set to make room for the possibilities of your dreams. Today on Growing Hope, we begin to let go of the things holding us back so we can step into our balanced life. Today, we let go of the unnecessary.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are building a foundation for a balanced life, a life that will allow us to live bold and to live in purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. If you are ready to dare to live your big dream goals, connect with me at whiteboardofworlddomination.com. Yes, whiteboard of world domination. We can live our big dream goals. We can step into our impossibilities, which are only impossible because we haven't stepped into them yet. We can fly. But if you're going to fly, you have to let go. If you have ever seen a trapeze artist, then you know it is impossible for them to truly fly until they let go. Yes, they can swing high. I mean, very, very high. They can kick and they can pump. They can even have someone join them and go even higher or faster. But until they let go of that trapeze, until they release it, they cannot fly. The true artistry happens when the trapeze artist is kicking and pumping, and then they let go. They fly through the air doing twists and flips, aiming for their destination. You only fly when you let go. It's no different in life than it is in the trapeze. We can pump and we can kick and we can do a lot of things, but until we let go, we will not be able to fly. When it comes to letting go, one of the hardest steps to take can be letting go of the unnecessary. After all, what if you need it? What if you need it right after you let it go? Because that's how it always works. Just as soon as you say, I'm not going to use this, I'll let it go, you need it. But we're going to let go of the unnecessary today. The unnecessary rules, the unnecessary demands, the unnecessary activities, the unnecessary stuff, and the unnecessary words. It holds you back. So ask yourself, is it necessary? Over the years, I've collected dozens upon dozens of recipe books. I inherited even more from my mother-in-law when my father-in-law moved it out of his house into a place next to us. I got even more when my mom downsized her house to a smaller space. But the irony of it is that I don't use recipes. Yes, recipes offer me a starting off point, but I don't follow them. I rarely follow ingredient by ingredient and almost never step by step. So I had shelves filled to the brim with recipe books I never opened. But I might at some point, so I kept them. And then the internet made it possible for me to find any recipe at any time. And I could even search based on the ingredients I had instead of trying to find a recipe that I wanted to try and then go get the ingredients. Although recipe books had been not completely necessary before, they became completely unnecessary when I could carry the search around with me in my pocket. I made the choice to let them go. And when I did, it opened up shelves and space. And it was freeing. And I also got to be a blessing to other people. I did keep the books that had been personalized in one way or another, like our family cookbook that was handed out at the family first reunion. And I also focused on giving books to people I knew that were looking for recipes in that particular area. When you let go of the unnecessary, you make room. You make room to breathe, room to move, room to accept the unexpected blessings that are going to come your way. But as long as you're holding tight to the things, you limit your ability to do anything. You limit your ability to be blessed, and you hinder your ability to be a blessing. When you identify the unnecessary in your life, you free up your life to be all that you're called to be. You have to identify the unnecessary. You have to let go of the unnecessary if you're going to have room and resources for the better and best. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to dig deeper into the unnecessary. I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Competech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
This is Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Core. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launches several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can we boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's just too many of them.
Some sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are letting go of the unnecessary so we can live bold. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and dreamer of big dream goals. Are you ready to imagine all of your possibilities? Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to learn more. It's amazing how different necessary can be from one person to the next. And it's even more amazing... how some things can be considered universally unnecessary, and sometimes they can both happen at the same time. Like with the recipe books, both my husband and I agreed that the recipe books were unnecessary. But I have a cousin who she has walls of recipe books, and she uses those recipe books on a regular basis, even today when she has the ability to search. The recipe books are both individually necessary and universally unnecessary, which is why this journey into letting go is personal. You have to decide what is crowding your life. You have to decide what to make room for. Unnecessary is defined by the one that will let it go, not by anyone else. Now, Webster's 1828 dictionary defines necessary as what must be, or that cannot be otherwise, or that is indispensably requisite. It's necessary that every effect should have a cause. It becomes indispensable. If it is necessary for your life and unnecessary for someone else, that's okay. But if you review your life and determine it is unnecessary for your life, then be courageous enough to let it go. Defining your unnecessary can be done in five little review moments. First, is it an unnecessary rule? We all need order in our lives. We are designed to live in order. We were ordered into life. But there is order and there is restrictive demands. The unnecessary rules will constrict your ability to learn and grow. When the boys were old enough to dress themselves, well, sometimes I wonder if they are still, but that's another story. But back then, when they were old enough to dress themselves, I decided they were old enough to start making their own beds. I think they were about 4 when we began the process. I helped them, and soon I let them do it on their own. Now, I have a particular way I like to make my bed. I have a particular way I like to fold the sheets, too, but tell my husband that. And at first, I tried to make the boys make their beds like I make mine, but I eventually let go of that unnecessary rule. One, they aren't me. They were a different size. They had a different tilt in their interests. So as long as the bed was made, I let them make it their own way. It wasn't easy, but it was a needed moment of letting go. So is it a necessary rule? Is it a necessary demand? Sometimes we want something because we've always had it that way. Sometimes we want something because it makes it easier for us. Sometimes we want something because it's necessary. The difference makes the difference. When we first moved out to our property, we didn't have the equipment to mow everything. And really, who needs a 20-acre mowed yard? Apparently my husband. Because after he bought a lawn care business and we had a large enough mower, he started mowing it. And when my father-in-law bought a second mower and the boys were old enough to help out, they would mow all of it, or at least the back portion of it. It took 3 hours with 3 or 4 people doing different tasks all at the same time just to get it done. Is it necessary to have all the property mowed? No, especially not when it's just me. It is not a demand that I find necessary. I find it necessary to mow the immediate yard, especially around my flower beds. I let the rest of it go back to field. And the wild animals have appreciated that I no longer demand that it be mowed. So do you demand it because it needs to be done that way or because it's always been done that way? Also, is it a necessary activity? Just because you can do something doesn't mean it's necessary. Just because you like to do something doesn't mean it's necessary. Hey, just because you're good at something doesn't mean it's going to move you forward in your purpose. Take some time to weigh the investment of your activities. Are they moving you forward in your purpose? If they're not moving you forward, then evaluate their necessity and decide whether or not you need to let them go at this time. Also, is it necessary stuff? There was a time when I would have told you that a plant was necessary. Every plant was a necessary plant. If there was a plant sale, I needed to go. If there was a plant swap, I had to go. If there were plants that could be moved or divided to make more, you better believe it was going to get done. There was no such thing as too many plants. And then I had a season just after a plant swap where I didn't have the space or the time or the focus to get the plants in the ground, and most of them died. I felt bad, not just because the plants had died, but because I had let someone else down. I had neglected to appreciate someone else's efforts. That's when I grasped the understanding that if I don't have room, either space or time, then it's unnecessary for me, at least for that season. And finally, is the word necessary? I bet you would never imagine that I like to talk. I have said many, many times that my dad would tell you I didn't talk until I was 2, and I haven't shut up since. And I used to be way worse than I am now. But years ago, I read a scripture that said, "For every idle word a man may speak, he will give an account." I tried to convince myself that only men would have to give an account of their words. But I knew it wasn't the truth. We are all going to have to give an account for every idle word we speak. And I've spoken a lot of words. So I determined then to begin to weigh the value of the words that I chose to release. And now I try to limit the unnecessary words so I won't hold up the line at the pearly gates. Are the words you're going to speak necessary? You have to let go of the unnecessary if you're going to move on to the possibilities. The first time I took my sons ice skating, the oldest one held tight to the rink. I mean, he did not want to fall. Who wants to fall on ice? He made his way around the rink a few times, but he never let go of the side. The second time we went ice skating, he let go a few times, and each time he let go, he was able to engage with the other kids that were there skating. By the third time we went ice skating, he was bolder, and he let go almost the entire time we were there, and even reached out to help his younger brother so that his younger brother could let go, and they could both enjoy the relationships of the other skaters at the rink. If you hold on to the unnecessary, then you will never be free to engage with the possibilities and with the blessings that are waiting on you on just the other side of unnecessary. You have to be willing to let go so that you can live out your big dream goals. I had a close-knit group I invested a lot of my time with. We would meet regularly to hang out, to play cards, just to chat. We regularly got together for holiday activities. We were a part of each other's special days. The engagement became more and more forced over the years, and each time we got together, I'd be exhausted, which is opposite of how I'm normally fueled. Because of the engagements that we had with that group, we were limited in the other engagements we could invest in. We were locked into this particular group. And then we said no. And that made room. And then we said no again. And that made more room. And that season with that group soon faded. And we had a new season with a new group. Eventually, we let go. You can hold on and let it hold you back, or you can make the choice to let go, but it is your choice. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we'll lock up these ideas for defining unnecessary. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a... I want to be
a... I want to be
a... I want to be
a... I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Travel along with Cal, Press, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Are you ready to break out of the ordinary into the extraordinary? Did you know that you were designed on purpose for a purpose and that your purpose is unique in all the world? Place and Purpose offers four questions to begin unlocking your uniqueness and then creating a plan to pursue your purpose with boldness. Order your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com /books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are learning to let go of the unnecessary. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to challenge you to let it go. If you are looking for the courage, or the focus, or the determination to let it go, connect with me at coachforfocus.com, and we'll begin plotting your path to your balanced life and making a plan to let go of the unnecessary. It's up to you. I say that a lot because it's true. You dictate your path and your journey, and letting go is not any different. You determine what is unnecessary, and you determine how and when you will let it go. We want what we want, but we don't always think through our wants. We don't always measure the cost that comes with each want, or even think through what a want will get in the way of down the road. I want to hold events and gatherings at our house, and that want drove me to purchase way too many chairs. And those extra chairs got in the way of time with my dad and time hosting other events. Sometimes it's the want you have to let go of. Sometimes it's the stuff that the want got you in the first place that needs to go. When you realize that something is unnecessary for your life, then let it go. Holding on will hold you back, or worse, it will push you down. I got involved with the local group because I believed in the potential of this local area. By the second year of my involvement, I had been nominated for the lead role. That means that I wasn't at that meeting, but that's another story for another day. Always attend the meetings. Within the fourth month of my new position, my season changed, but I was already committed, and I hesitated to let go even as my commitment started to end. I could tell that the struggles for the group were going to be many. Not because I'm all that, although I am all that and a bag of chips, just ask my husband. But because nobody in the group really was invested in doing what was required to do to make the group work. I had to face a choice. Do I want to pursue my big dream goals, or do I want to invest in the group to see that the potential is fully formed? Ultimately, that's how it's always going to be. You're going to have to hold up the item, the activity, the stuff, the relationship, the it. And you'll have to determine if it is moving you forward, if it's holding you back, if it's holding you in place, or if it's just holding you steady. There's no right or wrong answer. There is only your answer. You decide. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey to find and walk out a balanced life. Learning to let go is not always fun, and sometimes it's a little scary. So I'm here for you. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email me at contact@growinghoperadio.com. And you can find me on social media as Catherine C. Lang. That's KatherineCLang. A balanced life is important. No matter what it is that you're doing, walk through the steps with me by visiting growinghoperadio.com so you can catch up on any episodes of this balanced life that you may have missed. And also so that you can engage on the website. You can also follow the Facebook page, Growing Hope Radio, to keep up with the steps that we have yet to take and that we're going to take. See, we can fly when we learn to let go. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusion of the worlds around us. Hope will always make a difference. Hope will always make a way. Hope will always grow up the possibility. Hope begins with the blessing. So remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and always be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.